Alors, oui, je...
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to start by confirming that the issue of eligibility, whereby the share of the organization is paid under the ASCHI premium, you need 10 years for that. And for sickness insurance and SMIS, for a single person, 3.4% is calculated on your pension, and we invoice the organization of which you are a retiree, 6.2%. But that you won't see. It's a fairly important burden on organizations, which is precisely why we say sickness insurance, health insurance is a very, very important provision given to employees as well as retirees, because it is a substantial cost for the organization. Direct payment. We have many countries. We do this, for instance, in Thailand. We do direct payment in India, in Nairobi, South Africa, Côte d'Ivoire. So basically worldwide. It's just easier for us if we are simply informed prior to that, so we can set up the payment and negotiate a price. Because your typical case that at least we're apprised of, perhaps not you, but here in Europe over the holidays, let's imagine you have a deli belly, let's put it that way, a turista, and Greece, Turkey, that can happen there, where you are put in hospital for 4 days with scanners, etc. And there is an entire industry that has flourished on the basis of the so-called turista. They know that you've got good insurance and it's pretty expensive. And we don't always have a possibility to challenge this because you've been in hospital, it's been paid, and we're talking about substantial costs here. So again, it's very important that we're able to have information if you're going further afield. It happens worldwide. You asked a question, madam, on costs worldwide. Costs in Asia, of course, are not the same as in Europe, nor are they in Latin America. And that is why the UN Worldwide Plan Insurance, managed by Sigma, it's a UN plan. It's not WIPO or any other. They have a differentiated premium. So you'd pay, well, let me put it this way. It doesn't allow you to go to the US unless you're on mission and there's an emergency. Generally speaking, you can't go to the US for your treatment. But there are a group of countries, particularly in Europe, where the premium is more expensive. For Latin America, it's lower, and for Africa and Asia, it's reduced as well. So when you do retire, you might wish to opt for that insurance, but then look at what you get in return. That's important. In Geneva, normally, at least for those in the Palais, you have a theoretical choice between UNSMIS, UN Worldwide Plan, Sigma. 92% of people are actually with us, for a simple reason, because of the benefits, because of the service provided. When we reimburse 450 Swiss francs for your glasses over 2 years, I think they probably reimburse just $100, nothing more. For dental care, they pay $1,000, whereas we pay 2,500 Swiss francs, twice over. So there, you have to look at the cost-benefit ratio. But it's perhaps when you're thinking of retiring, you're about to retire, you look at the different websites of the different health insurance plans. On the headquarters site, you have the UN plan. You can look at the costs and services and benefits provided. On Aetna, life insurance. There again, What we're responsible for is managing affiliation, but also the beneficiaries for your life insurance. If anything happens, you say to your beneficiaries that they turn to us and come to seek us out. We have a record of all the beneficiaries. There again, it's Madame Morico who's responsible for that. For the SPP, in other words, children, there are some plans, for instance, the WHO, if I'm not mistaken, and the Van Breda UN Worldwide plan, only covers children up to 25 years of age. We are offering this possibility of covering children up to 30 years less a day, so 29 years of age until they reach their 30th birthday. We have three categories, or I should say two categories. Those who are from 21 to 25, who pay 130 Swiss francs per month, and from 25 to 29, 200 Swiss francs a month. But you need to be quite careful. Children in Switzerland over 25 have to take their own Swiss insurance. You need to be aware of that. Those children working, naturally, they're not entitled to our insurance, nor if they are married. So there you have it. I just wanted to say something about direct payment. As explained, we can pay directly worldwide. Unfortunately, we try to respect an overall sum. If it's 5,000 francs, we have to look at the administrative costs in doing that. So we tend to do that when it's about 20,000 Swiss francs, depending on the country you're in. Sometimes we're asked whether there can be a 5,000 direct payment, but sadly we can't because it's so costly administratively to contact, and basically the administrative costs are so high. But we do have agreements with hospitals here where we do direct payment.